Okay, we are back here in Alpena. It's intermission time. The Escanaba Eskimos playing the Cap City Capitals from Lansing today. And we're actually not going to talk much hockey in this intermission interview because I have Isaiah Boyce here with me for a limited time only.
Hello, Jack.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. I'd be doing great, too, if I knew I was about to head to California.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty fun. I've never been there.
You've never been to California?
No, not at all.
I haven't either, honestly.
No, it's going to be a new experience for me.
Well, he's not going there for a hockey camp, folks. He's going there to play some music. And Isaiah, I'm going to have you kind of explain your musical background because you have in the past played in the Gladstone High School band. And so tell me a little about the music that you've played since you were little.
Well, it really started in like sixth grade, I'd say. Grandma and Grandpa encouraged it a lot. It was hard picking out an instrument, but I went with trombone just because it's different and it looked like fun using the slide. And up until high school, I was playing, and I stopped after sophomore year. But I just kept continuing to play at church anyways. I couldn't really stop doing that. Grandma wouldn't let me, but I enjoy it. But recently, I've been offered this opportunity to go play down at the Rose Bowl, and I got accepted to do it, and me and someone else are going down there.
Yeah, two people from Delta County. We'll talk with her, too, but we're going to stick with you right now and talk a little about how this all happened. In fact, on Christmas Eve, you were at church at the Salvation Army, and I didn't know they had a church there, so you taught me something.
Yeah, of course. They're not just a charity. They have a chapel and everything.
So tell me how long you've been involved with the Salvation Army and how this opportunity for going west came about for you, man.
I've been with the Salvation Army my whole life. My grandparents go there, my parents do, and it's all throughout. There's like the schooling that's in there. There's different opportunities here and there, college opportunities, but once you get to a certain age group and you're in the band, you play, they give you an option if you want to go down to play the Rose Bowl, but it's if you get accepted, and I turned out getting accepted into it.
So which band is this then? The Salvation Army has a band here in Escanaba?
We do play in Escanaba, but two people from each division. There's different divisions where the Salvation Army is like stationed at. Two people from each division are going to go down there and is just going to make up a big band out of a whole bunch of people marching.
So who had the idea for you to even consider this?
The captains at my church, they offered it to me, and at first I didn't really think much of it until I looked more into it. I really didn't know what the Rose Bowl was before this.
Yeah, you're not really a football guy, although you did play for the Braves this year.
Yes, I did come out and play for the Braves, but I'm not the biggest football person.
No, you've been hockey your whole life, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Well, but let's talk about what you've had to do to prepare, because you don't just do this. You don't want to go all the way out there and embarrass yourself and screw up, right? So tell me what you've been doing to prepare for this opportunity, man.
Well, they give you a certain dress code. You have to wear a certain pair of pants, shirt, jacket, suit jacket that goes over it. I had to find a hat. There's a certain hat I have to wear. And then music, there's two sheets of music you have to memorize. You can't have them out there while you play. You just got to memorize it and play it while you're marching. And everything else is just pack, bunch of clothes. I'm going down to Disneyland for free for a day. I'm going down to Hollywood, going down to Santa Monica. I'm going to everywhere, just down there.
Yeah, if you're going to be out there, you may as well do it all, right?
Of course.
So, any LA Kings or Anaheim Ducks games?
No, I don't think I'll be going to those.
Ah, because you're really close, right?
I am close, but I'm not a big fan of any of them.
No. So, what music will you be playing? What instrument do you play, and how do you prepare when you don't have the rest of the band there with you?
I play trombone, and we get two sheets of music, and we just have to continuously play over and over until we can play without even looking at it. And we have to do it to a march. And that's really how it's going to go, is I have to memorize this, and I do have it memorized. And that's all I have to do is play it on the spot. They'll call out the song, and then we'll just start playing it.
So how long have you been practicing this, man?
For about a month now, and it's going well.
So are you going to be in the Rose Bowl parade, or are you going to be at the football game itself? Where can we see you?
I'll be in the Rose Bowl parade, and I think I'm just going to be sitting at the Rose Bowl in the stands, not going to be playing there, but it'll be in the parade. I'll be marching.
Okay, so we watched the Rose Bowl parade, and at some point we're going to see the Salvation Army band come by, and you're going to be one of them.
Yes, I'll be in there.
Awesome, man. How do you feel about this?
I'm nervous. I am really nervous. I haven't really flown too much, so I'm going down flying there, and I just don't want to mess up, you know? That'd be embarrassing if I mess up or fall and catch that on TV.
Yeah, and you can't put the music on the end of your trombone and read it, can you?
Nope, you can't. It's got to be memorized.
Okay, so how are you going to pull this off? Because you're going to play today, this afternoon here for the Eskimos. So how are you going to get out to California? Because I imagine you can't play tomorrow, right?
No, I can't play tomorrow. I do have to drive back all the way around to Green Bay, and then I'm flying out. So right after this game here, I'm leaving right away. I got to go.
Okay, so I guess you don't want me to pick you for the post-game show.
That wouldn't be the best option.
Well, we'll do it some other time. Anything else you want to let people know about this and the opportunity that you have and the young lady also from here in the Escanaba area that will be with you?
We're both very excited, and anything I have to say about it is watch the Rose Bowl. You'll see me on there probably.
Yeah, at some point we'll figure out what channel it's on and all that. The Rose Bowl Parade, I know it's on a couple of different channels, and like there's this, this flower channel that does flowers. I don't know. It's for women. They show it over and over again. So if they miss it once, I'll figure it out. I'll put it on the air. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right, say your shout outs, Isaiah.
I'd like to shout out my grandpa and grandma, mom, dad, Liam, Henrik, Hallie, my sister and brothers. My friends from school, and then my whole team.
Yeah, if it wasn't for your grandma and grandpa, you would not be going to California right now, because they're the ones that cracked the whip and made you go do it, right?
Oh, they didn't make me do it, but they encouraged that I play an instrument.
Well, that's good. And we'll be looking for you, man. Congratulations. That's a great honor. And go have fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Isaiah Boyce, everybody. The pride of Gladstone High School in our intermission show from here in Alpena. It's the Eskimos and the Capitals. More coming up. Doc Z has the second period next here on News Talk 693.5 FM and RRNSports.com.